Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Well, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. We are back one more time here at WCNO 89.9. Amen. On your FM dial. Glory to God. We're excited. Amen. What the Lord is doing. And we have, amen, the fresh word for you once again on this morning. Is always a good and pleasant, amen, to know whom we're served, amen, on this morning, that our mind have been made up and we are convinced this morning that God is a good God, and understand that all things move by the power of the Lord, and understand that God is in control, amen. So if you allow the Lord, amen, to dictate your life, direct your life, and give you the divine direction. This is Minister Ezekiel Jones from Lively Stones Ministry, the ministry where everybody is somebody, and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for our producer this morning, Pastor David Francure, amen, who is here with us this morning, amen, the man of God allowing us to come in, amen, to be able to share a few words with you, amen, about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Today is Valentine's Day. Amen. Love Day. Glory to God. And every day is Love Day, isn't it? Amen. But the day that we like to certainly recognize this, amen, beautiful day, amen, you need to thank the Lord just for being in this day, that being among the living and not among the dead. I like to say Happy Valentine's Day to each and every one. Amen. But until my love of my life and the apple of my eye, my wife this morning, that she's listening this morning, Milagros Jones, which means miracle. She brought that to my attention. Glory to God. So I'd like to thank God for my lovely wife this morning. I know you're listening, sweetheart. So God bless you. And I thank God, amen, for putting you in my life, and that we continue, amen, for the movement and the shift of God. How many know I did this morning? That one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000 to flight, and be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. You got to have the same mind moving towards God, because God, amen, will root you and ground you in the foundational, fundamentally of the Lord, amen, Jesus Christ. He is a wonderful and mighty God. Can't say enough about the Lord and what the Lord is doing. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We also want to recognize on this day, February, amen, the 14th, we want to recognize Black History Month. Glory to God. Frederick Douglass' birthday today. Glory to God. Born in 1805. And from 1805 to 1890, 1865, Frederick Douglass was a pioneer of the civil rights movement, amen, in the leading of the emancipation, amen, along with a lot of, amen, for us back in them days of slavery days, but freedom, and let freedom ring. Just want to remember that and bring that into recognition. Glory to God. Abraham Lincoln's birthday is February the 12th. And as you look on these dates, you can see that Abraham Lincoln's birthday, well, like I said, was February the 12th, and it coincides with them two birthdays that sandwiched together. And this is why how they came up with Black History Month, glory to God, because it was significant that Abraham Lincoln passed the law of emancipation and the declaration of proclamation, amen, to set a man free. So we definitely want to remember that and bring that into remembrance. Glory to God. So real quickly, Thurgood Marshall, first Black, amen, on the Supreme Justice appointed, amen, to set his time. Also a movement of the civil rights of the lawyer, and served from 1967 to 1991, 24 years. Glory to God. And having said all that, we thank God, amen, for his goodness and coming up out of a busy day of fellowshipping, or should I say a busy week of fellowshipping in the body of Christ, and allowing the Spirit of God to hover around his people, and just keeping in remembrance of the love of God and how God is continuing to move, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, saith God. And having a love to gravitate and gratitude towards the love that you have for God, that you can spread abroad, and that you can share the love of God with others. And the Tabernacle Church of Deliverance on 2907 Avenue S, we had a great opportunity to come before the congregation last Sunday night. Truly, it was an honor to be able to go and speak some words pertaining to the Lord and tell what the Lord have done in our life, and how we got started in the ministry in terms of where we at now. And as we look back over our life and we think things over, and this goes to you, my friend, out there this morning. This word is for you. As you look back over your life and you think things over, and you seen where you, when you was born into this world and shaping in iniquity, but God, some way that you was lost and out of your mind, but God put you in a place, even much if he had to chastise you, but he put you in a place right now. And somebody can bear witness with me this morning that you are a believer, you are a firm believer, you're going to stand firm on the word of the Lord and allowing God to lead you and to guide you and to make your election sure, amen, and your calling sure, amen, that you serve a mighty God. Glory to God. And he'll be there. He'll be a shelter for you in the time of a storm, and he'll be a bridge over troubled water unto you. But you got to trust and believe on the Lord. So we just thank God, amen, for the whole week. It was Black History Month, and I got things started last Sunday night, in fact. And then we just went throughout. My wife joined me there, and we had like we attended like 5 out of the 6 nights. So it's been a very busy and spirit-filled week, and just uplifting the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And I just want to say, I want to thank God, amen, for Pastor Harriet, amen, the shepherd of Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, along with CEO, chairman, amen, Dorothy, amen, Gordon, overseer of the church. Glory to God that the church has so much tremendous history, rich in history, brought it to my attention. I wasn't even much aware. church in 1979 had got started there in Fort Pierce, Florida. 1979, the church been standing and been in existence since 1979. Glory to God. And the founder, Harriet Gordon, the husband of the, you know, the late Harriet Gordon, amen. And that's the husband of Dorothy, Mother Dorothy Gordon. Now he's going on to be with the Lord, amen, now, and his spirit is still hovering around the church. And a lot of times when we walk in the Lord, and the Bible souls declare in Psalms 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So when you begin to walk in the ordinance and walk in the conditions, amen, of God, and walk not unwavering, nothing faltering, amen, no matter how the wind may blow and the storms rage, I would not be moved. I'm gonna stand firm on the word of the Lord. And we just thank God for each and everybody that came out. Glory to God. We had a glorious time in the Lord, and I just feel so much love in my heart, amen, this morning for each and every soul, amen, that is on the other side of this radio, each and every pastor, everywhere, each and every evangelist, anybody that's doing anything, amen, and getting busy about your Father business and working and coming together until we all come into the knowledge of the truth, into the unity of the faith, unto the statues, unto a perfect man, Jesus, amen, the Son of the living God. Glory to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you one more time for opportunities such as this and an hour as this, oh God, knowing, realizing that we understand, oh God, and we comprehend that we're living in a time of a crooked and perverse nation. Oh Lord, we cannot stand on our own two feet, oh God. Allow our spirit, oh God, to be a mechanism unto you, oh Lord. Allow us, God, oh Lord, to come into your presence. Hey, God, come into your presence one more time. The Jehovah Shammah, the God is present, the God is here. Glory to God. And every time you call upon the name of the Lord, and then with a sincere heart, God will come and attend to you. See, the Bible souls declare in Isaiah that 65th chapter, verse 24, before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. So when you have a sincere heart, and when your mind have been transformed, glory to God, amen, God will, your prayers, glory to God, will get through, glory to God. See, we got to lay aside every sin and weight. Take off the baggage that hold us down, that we can get closer and closer to God, because this old world don't have anything to offer us but a hard way to go. This is why we have to make our election sure and be that sustainability and the adaptability to continue to adapt that what we're handed, and we're continuing to adjust. We're adjusting, and it's a growing process. You know, as a child of God, at some point you realize and you get this, but it is the love of the true and living God that keep us, that keeps the fire burning on the inside. And having the fire burning on the inside, we know for whom that I'm not alone. You're not alone this morning, friend. You have been called into a ministry that would not leave you standing by yourself. God is what you need, and whom shall stand in his holy place, and who shall ascend in the hills of the Lord, according to Psalms, that 24th chapter. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So therefore, my friend, you are in this earth, and this earth belongs to God. And you have to get yourself in a position, get yourself lined up in a divine preservation and protection, simply means to keep you from harm or danger or evil, or also means to protect you or to save you. And the Hebrew word is shamar, means to hedge about, that God is building a hedge of protection around you. And as he builds that protection around you, glory to God, you can begin to see through the lens of God, where you sidestep trouble, where you see trouble coming your way, and you don't entertain thoughts that will hinder you or slow you down or knock you off of your course, what God have for you. And what the Lord have for you is for you. And I come to tell somebody this morning that you are a blessed folk. You are a blessed people on this morning. You have been called. You have been ordained by God to choose from right or wrong, or to choose or to discern from good and evil. And a lot of times the anxiety, as you begin to look at Philippians 4 and 6, letting your request be known unto God, that the peace that surpasseth all understanding, and praising him with thanksgiving in your heart, and allowing yourself to be receptible unto God, if you would, and to be replenished and to be refueled up, and to continue to have the oil poured into your lamp, and to have your lamp trimmed and continue to burn. And in fact, not to let your light go out. See, because Jesus said that I am the light of the world. And if Jesus is the light of the world, and if I'm a part of that manifestation of the dying Lord Jesus, my light must continue to burn with a desire to want to continue to praise the Lord, and continue to worship him, continue to glorify him, continue to magnify him. And the Bible souls declare that my soul shall make a boast in the Lord, to make a boast in him. The Hebrew word boast in the Lord is image, where I make a boast in the Lord, not for my own selfish reason. See, some folk want to come in their own name. There's no deliverance in my name. There's no deliverance in any other name. I begin to look into the text and begin to see, glory to God, in Acts, the 4th chapter, the 12th verse, where there's no salvation in any other name given unto men whereby they must, under heaven, that they must be saved. And that's the name of Jesus Christ, where salvation, and Isaiah norm as the Lord have became my salvation. And as the word of the Lord began to come out of Isaiah mouth, and he begins to prophesize to the people of God. And as he began to prophesize to the people of God, see, God had come to Isaiah, because Isaiah said that my lips are unclean lips, O Lord. But the Lord said, I will put thy words in thy mouth. So begin to tell them, in the day of King Uzziah, I seen the Lord high and lifted up, and his train, the Bible souls declare, filled the temple. See, Uzziah was a pagan God back then, and the children of Israel got caught up in worshiping idolatry and worshiping something that could not profit or something that could not deliver them souls. See, but Isaiah said, I seen the Lord high and lifted up. And when you see the Lord high and lifted up on this day that the Lord have made, you need to go ahead on rejoice and continually to be glad in it, because it is the mechanism that sparks you on the inside, glory to God. And there began to be a shift when Isaiah began to visionary that and vision that. There was a shift, glory to God, because this was a man of unclean lips. This man wasn't really sure. He was uncertain. At some point, my friend, we was uncertain, but now we know that we know that we know that we know now that we have friendship with God. We have fellowship with God. That it was once broken and somebody was once lost. Somebody is still lost right now. But I am trying to tell somebody about the goodness of God. And if it have not been for the goodness of God, who was on your side, men would have swallowed you up by now. Somebody need to praise him. Somebody have given up on the Lord. Somebody is not sure that they can run this race. Friend, I come to the radio station to encourage you this morning. You can run this race by the Spirit of the Lord that is on the inside of you. You don't have to fault. You don't have to eat much money. Come buy drink, wine without price. Amen. Who shall, glory to God, who report that you shall believe in? Or who the arm of the Lord shall be revealed. The arm of the Lord. The God is the strong tower. The almighty God. The El Gabor. Glory to God. El mean God. Gabor mean mighty God. Our warrior. Our strong. Our hero. Hero. Our heroic. Our valiant. Our brave. And God is looking for some brave soldiers right now to stand up and be accounted for. Glory to God. It hangs in the balance. It is pivotal for us right now to get into the position that you are a good soldier. Glory to God. God, Paul told Timothy that endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Timothy was a bishop. Timothy was in the church of Ephesus and began to minister. And Paul began to tell him that you are a man of God. Don't get caught up in this false doctrine. Understand and elect your and make your a calling, amen, sure, for God have called you into a place of refuge. And the safest place in this whole earth is in Jesus. Set your mind, the Bible souls declare in the book of Colossians, that third chapter, round about verses 1-3, set your mind and your affections on things above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. For your life is hid in Christ Jesus. It's hid in Christ Jesus. And without Christ Jesus, without his atonement, without the embodiment of Jesus Christ, there's no life. So we need to get geared up. Amen. We need to take a stand now for our churches. You know, as I begin to go to the conference on this weekend, I begin to listen to various speakers, because it's always to listen to somebody else's point of view and the ministers of the gospel. Glory to God. And some dynamic speakers was there. Glory to God. And as I begin to sit and take notice of that, what a beautiful place it'd be if we all come together unified with Christ. You don't give no place to the enemy to come in. No crack holes, no loopholes. Every crack and crevices is sealed up. Glory to God. just like you gawk up you when you gawk. And I used to work at a place where we do vanities at a bathroom top, and we used to seal up all the gawk, all the cracks and crevices, nowhere for nothing to escape. Glory to God. I'm reminded when I used to work for a pipe company in Port St. Lucie, underground pipe. And we used to call it what we call it home when we push the pipe. And it's home, boom. And then we run a test of 160 pounds of PSI pressure. We overflow with it. And we check all for leaks. No leaks. And that's what it is a lot of times now as the body of Christ. Some of us is leaking. Some of us need to be repaired. Glory to God. And Jesus is making pre-preparation now. He already have paved the way. Way back in the 1900s and the 1400s until this present time right now. He's the God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he's your battle cry. I never seen God you lose a battle. Glory to God. He's coming to attend to your every need right now. I'm excited this morning. I'm excited by the framework of God, how God have laid the foundation. Glory to God. The table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. Jesus went up to the mountain. He began to sit down. And when he began to sit down, the Bible shows the cloud in the Gospel of Matthew. He said he sat and he opened his mouth. And he said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. After the righteousness of the Lord, God will withhold you with his right hand of righteousness. Arise and shine, for your light hath come, and the glory of the Lord, come on here, has risen upon you. The glory, you are the glory of the Lord. Isn't that amazing that you the glory? God thought so much of you that you are the glory of the Lord. You is his finished product. Paul said in Philippians, that third chapter, not that I've already apprehended or attained, but brethren, this one thing I do know. Brethren, this one thing I do know. Forgetting that which is behind me, but I look for that which is in front, before me, pressing my way on to the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We haven't arrived yet. We got to continue to endure sound doctrine, that we won't be cheering, tossed to and fro and carried by every wind and doctrine. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. You got to know who you is. Know who your identity is now. The divine preservation. God is God. God have preserved you. God is keeping you. And what is laid up for you, that is reserved in heaven. For we have this lively hope. The abundant mercies of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The abundant mercies of God. Oh, he's good. He's a good God. The agape, unconditional love of God. The agape, unconditional love. In Greek terms. And an affection of God. To have it, not serving God out of obligation, because you feel like you're entitled to serve God out of obligation, like you owe God. No, you serving God out of a pure heart, out of your mind, that your mind been renew, your mind been conformed. Amen. It's the presence of the Lord that hovers around you, that make you want to serve it. Glory to God for where he done brought you from, a long ways. Come on here. There is a God, and he sits high and he looks low and he sees you now. The God of Eroha, the God who sees. I see our time have come and gone. We thank you for sitting in with us at Lively Stones Ministry. God bless you. We love you this morning. Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO. Everything.